We are reflecting on sin and the providence of God. We first looked at the meaning of sin and its effects, and we looked briefly at the role of sin in God's providence over the world, and now, more precisely, sin in God's providence in our own lives. I cannot emphasize the importance of knowing, first of all, that we have sinned. But with our faith, beginning to see why we sinned, not only subjectively, why we had offended God, but objectively, why did God allow me to sin? And this is not make-believe. God allowed me to sin in order that I might be, hear it, more holy, more pleasing to Him, that He in His mysterious foreknowledge saw we might have been had we not sinned. The reasons why we should understand God's providential purpose in our lives is not to spend, as so many people do, burying in their own interior psyche, bemoaning their sad lot. Oh, what a wretch am I! And by there are enough books written telling people how they can at least close their eyes to that pit which is their past. All the reasons that God had for allowing us to sin can be summed up in the one word that we brought up in our previous meditation, is the word more. God has allowed us to sin in the past that we might love Him more in the future. Think of the extravagance and the manifestation of our love for Jesus of the sinful woman. Remember? The bystanders couldn't make sense of it. Remember, Judas said, oh no, wasting this ointment could have been used for the poor. Not everybody who says they are concerned about the poor is really interested in helping the poor. Amen. Peter. Remember the promise in chapter 16 of Matthew's Gospel? When Peter and Christ asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? He gave all kinds of bizarre answers. And well, now, who do you say that I am? And Peter, he didn't ask permission. He spoke up, a born leader. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus, you might say, in reply, repaid Simon in kind. And you, he said, and you are Peter. That wasn't his name. You are Peter the rock. And on this rock, watch the verb. I will build my church. It was still the future. Peter was not yet ready. What happened? We know what happened. This brave, nothing can stop me, Peter, caved in to human respect, denied his master during the Passion. Remember then, Jesus looked at him and he wept. And after the resurrection, when the disciples were fishing, remember all night? How much did they catch? Nothing. Talk about choosing very weak and incompetent people on whom to build his church. They were not even good fishermen. Then, after our Lord had provided a meal, took Peter aside. But again, he did not call him Peter. He said, Simon. Who can remember the questions that Jesus asked? Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?
More than me?
More. Get it? That's the key. More than these. How could Peter know how much John, James, and the others loved the Master? He couldn't. But he sure knew how much he should love Jesus. More. Why? Because he had sinned. And Christ couldn't have been more emphatic. He made sure that he asked him the question how many times? 3 times. Now, I could have gone on, but I've got 7 ways that we should be more because we have sinned than we would have been had we not sinned. Because we have sinned, we should be more humble. The deepest humiliation is not the humiliation that other people cause us. It's the being humiliated in our own eyes. When we see ourselves, if we're honest, for what we really are. Sinners. And Christ said, remember at the Last Supper, without me you can do nothing. What could he have added? Without me you can do nothing except sin. Oh, you've got a free will, all right. But without God's grace, we can do nothing on the way to heaven. So more humble. Secondly, more prayerful. As you look at the past, we've sinned. Why? Because we did not pray enough. And just for the record, a question. Can God send us temptations which at the time when we have the temptation can be greater than we can cope with? The answer is yes. Yes. God can send us temptations that are greater than we can cope with, and I add, by ourselves. That's why God sends us temptations, to wake us up. He's over the head with a baseball bat. And now finally, all right, it's about time you started praying and asked for my help. Thirdly, because we have sinned, we should be more patient. Patient with whom? Patient with others. Because God has been so patient with us. Every act of impatience is ingratitude towards God. That's why God sends difficult people into our lives. Did you know that? Thank God for the order. Pardon me. The ornery personalities. For the people we don't like, thank God. Don't tell them, of course. Thank God. They are the infallible way, remember? Practicing that grateful patience or patient gratitude with others, because God has been so patient with us. Because we have sinned, we should be more merciful, more forgiving. In fact, I made sure we wouldn't forget it. Christ put it as the jewel inside the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Thank again God for the trespasses in your life. Give us a chance to be more merciful. Number 5. More generous. More generous than what? More generous than we would have been if we did not realize how stingy, how selfish we have been in sinning. Having lost grace, which means a greater or less measure of God's love because we have sinned. If we want to regain that grace, we've got to love God more. More than what? More than we would have had we not sinned, because we've got to retrieve that love that we had lost. More generous. 6th, more zealous. Zealous concern for the salvation of others. In other words, we want to share with others what God has so mercifully granted us. And let me tell you, if you want to bring people, say, into the Catholic Church, or into the true faith, as we also say, or from a life of sin, bring them back to the love and service of God. God will use us, as we said at the beginning of this retreat, God will use us to communicate to others only in the measure that we are channels of His grace. Humble people are channels of humility. Patient people are channels of patience. Chaste people are channels of the grace of chastity, and so on down the line. Number 7, we should be more hopeful. More hopeful, yes. More hopeful than we would have been, hear it, had we not sinned. Because realizing how good God has been to me, a sinner, now that I've come back to His friendship and protest, dear Lord, I do love You. I really do. I have now the experience of God's goodness and mercy and condescension to me, so that, provided I remain faithful until He calls me into eternity, heaven is assured. I have a closing prayer addressed to Our Lady. Mary, Mother of God, You were conceived without sin. You never actually sinned, but You are the mother of our Redeemer from sin. obtain for us something of your deep understanding of how terrible is sin. Of how sin offends God. Ask your divine Son to have mercy on us sinners and give us the grace of expiation for our sins of the past. Ask Him to make us more humble, more prayerful, more patient, more merciful, more generous, more zealous, and more hopeful as a result of our past sins. Finally, dear Mother, ask Him to protect us from ever losing His friendship through mortal sin, and to make us more free from deliberate, even venial sin as we come close to eternity. Sinless Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is nice. We've got an altar here and an altar cloth. The Blessed Sacrament here yet?
Not yet. We're going to consecrate it.
Please.